Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
We're going hopping, hop. We're going hopping today. When things are popping, hop. Philadelphia way. We're going to drop it, hop. On all the music they play on the bandstand.
It's This Day in Music, and let's get it underway and go all the way back to 1955, Dave. That's where Jimmy Young went to number one in the United Kingdom with a song. It was a theme from a very obscure prison film. It was called Unchained Melody.
So from prison scenes to Ghost.
Right. But listen to this version. It still went number one in the United Kingdom.
Yeah, it's like Spanish guitar in the background.
I know. He took the song that he heard during a scene in an obscure prison film, and he said, I want to record that and see if it makes a hit. It did. It was his only number one hit in the United Kingdom.
I like when the Birdman was making a vase,
yeah,
and one of the other inmates snuck up behind him.
Right.
And then they couldn't show the rest because it was the 50s.
Right. I liked when the lunch lady in the prison said, I got a message from Sam. Sam says ditto.
He doesn't sound unlike Tiny Tim.
Right. But then, of course, 1965, the version that we all came out to love is the Righteous Brothers when they redid it. And, of course, that's what you're referring to on Ghost as well. I mean, that's what it's always going to be linked to Demi Moore making a clay vase.
Yes.
It's odd. This.
With a dead guy rubbing her shoulders.
Right.
Spoiler alert.
Anyway, it was originally done by Jimmy Young. He had the first number one hit. Then it went to the Righteous Brothers in 1965. He did score yet another top 10 United Kingdom hit, but he never really went anywhere. However, he did become one of United Kingdom's, England's favorite radio disc jockeys.
Oh, cool.
So that's what was going on with Jimmy Young in 1955. So we're going to skip ahead to more of our decades in 1977. Because within this day, 1977, when Fleetwood Mac went number one on the U.S. single charts with Dreams. This song was the first and only U.S. number one hit for Fleetwood Mac.
Really?
Stevie Nicks says that she wrote this song at a record plant studio in California. And she wrote the entire song in 10 minutes.
Wow.
But it did all right, right?
Did the other bandmates want to nix it?
It's Friday, and I feel generous, so we're going to excuse that one.
Okay.
Now let's go ahead and stay in 1977, because let's face it, Dave, you and I, we love the 70s. Because it was on this date that also Johnny Rotten and Paul Cook of the Sex Pistols were stabbed and beaten.
No.
And it's because of this song right here. We'll play just a little bit.
I want to be sedated. Oh, no, different.
God Save the Queen, a fascist regime. Johnny Rotten and Paul Cook of the Sex Pistols were stabbed and beaten when they were attacked in a car parked outside of a London pub. They were pulled from the car and beaten because the people doing the beating said that they didn't appreciate the song God Save the Queen.
Were they soccer hooligans?
I don't know. It doesn't say. But they did make it out alive. Thank God. But then the next day, Paul Cook gets up and starts his day out, and he gets beaten by a gang with iron pipes the very next day as well.
Were they soccer hooligans?
Probably. You got to think, man. You're rethinking putting out God Save the Queen and calling Richard Branson and go, hey, what can we do to get out of this? But no, they stayed their course.
A lot of people, being rock stars is kind of a pipe dream.
Okay. Okay, I will allow it.
Okay.
I will allow it. But I got to tell you, one of the most terrified times I had was when I was getting ready to interview Johnny Rotten. John Lydon.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, you see the whole John Lydon deal where, you know, even Tom Snyder can't handle him. But I had the opportunity to interview Johnny Rotten, so I said, yeah, let's do this. Scared to death, but I got to tell you, the guy's about as normal as it gets and about as accommodating as it gets. So, anyway, that happened to Johnny Rotten and Paul Cook on this date and then tomorrow as well. Let's go to 1993 because I never knew this about Herb Alpert. Let's look at Herb Alpert is a Tijuana Brass right here. We got to get to the good stuff, though.
Yeah. This song is kind of sweet. There we go. Now you'll recognize
it. Here we go. Yeah.
Kind of like the theme from the Dating Game a little
bit. That's right. Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass. It doesn't have anything to do with Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass. But did you know that Herb Alpert, along with Jerry Moss, started A&M Records?
No. Oh, yes. That's right, I did. It's Alpert and Moss, of course.
I never knew that's what they the A&M started for. But Herb Alpert started A&M Records with Jerry Moss. It was on this day in 1993 that they sold A&M Records for $500 million. The label didn't do half bad considering it was started out of the garage of Herb Alpert's Los Angeles home in 1962. The label went on to produce The Police.
Yep.
Bryan Adams.
The Carpenters.
Joan Baez. The
Sticks.
Joe Cocker.
Yep.
Supertramp. And, of course, this band right here, Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass. Let's go to 2007, because on this day, American singer and record producer Hank Medras died of lung cancer. He was only 68 years old. You'll probably know him as the voice on the Tokens' number one hit, The Lion Sleeps Tonight. Oh, boy, how we love that song. He also did some work with Neil Sedaka and the Chiffons, Tony Orlando. The guy really had an amazing career, but we lost him too early at only 68 years old due to lung cancer. Today, and wish happy birthday to Sir Paul McCartney, born on this date, in 1942.
Peepaw.
Yeah, that was.
If it was, I'm tell you. Believe you me, it was 1942. I know.
Back in 1942.
I was there.
We only had.
There, I say.
We only had two Beatles songs, and we liked it that
That's
way.
That's right.
Talk about a successful guy, man. One of the most successful. I think you could argue that he is the most successful rock composer of all time.
Yeah.
Let's just talk about some of his accolades. Paul McCartney first met John Lennon on July 6, 1957. Well, John Lennon was impressed with Paul McCartney because he could actually tune a guitar. Didn't he?
Could he tune a fish?
He couldn't tune a fish, but he could tune a guitar. He was not in REO. He was in the Beatles. And so when they formed the Beatles, they went on to score hit after hit after hit. As a matter of fact, 21 U.S. hits with the Beatles. McCartney has scored over 30 U.S. hits on his own. He's also written and co-written 188 chart-topping records, of which 91 of those actually reached top 10. So let's talk about weeks on the charts. I went ahead and tallied it up. When you tally up all of the weeks of the charts of songs that he has written, co-written with the Beatles himself, 1,662 weeks on the charts. Dave, how about that, man?
That's what, 5.5 years?
Whoa! That's incredible.
That is incredible.
I got to think he's the most accomplished songwriter of all time.
Do you think that had the years gone by and John Lennon were still with us, that they would have worked together again?
I don't think so.
Hmm.
I mean, I think that riff, what do you think? I think that riff was pretty strong.
It probably was. And since Yoko is still alive, that you think he would have stayed with Yoko?
Here's what I wonder.
Just don't redo any album covers.
Here's what I wonder. Would we have had unplugged years with the Beatles?
Oh, man. Or would they have been in Branson?
Right. And he's not shy of touring. I think he's going out on the road again.
He was at the Yum Center, 2018?
Yeah.
A great show.
Oh, it was incredible.
Did like 2.5 hours plus.
Oh, it was ridiculously good. The wife and I went to that. Susan and I went to that, and we really, really enjoyed it. All right, let's fast forward. Staying today and just doing one last birthday to wrap it up with. Happy birthday to Jerome Smith.
Jerome.
1953, he was born.
1953.
He was born on June 18th, 1953. Jerome Smith was the guitarist for an American disco funk band that we all know as KC and the Sunshine Band. They had a 1975 U.S. hit with That's the Way. I like it. Had lots of hits, lots of hits. I loved Boogie Shoes the most just because of the horn section that we were hearing there. But there's a... Listen, I didn't appreciate this in the 70s.
Yeah, I know.
I do now.
This is Get Down Tonight.
Listen, when I was prepping for this last night, I started pulling the music. And then when I pulled the KC and the Sunshine Band music, it took me down this rabbit hole.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved it. Got to hear the chorus. Make a little love with Dave and Dwight.
Oh, no, no.
With Dave and Dwight. Make a little love. Oh, that's good stuff. Anyway, it would have been his, what would that have been, 1953? How old would he have been?
He would have been almost 70, 69.
Thank you, Rain Man. He was born on this date in 1953, Jerome Smith, American guitarist for the disco funk group KC and the Sunshine Band, but we lost him all too soon. Back in August 2nd, 2000, we lost him. Unfortunately, he died the typical rock star death.
Plane crash?
That we all know too well. No, 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 no.
Overdose?
No, 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 no.
Choked on his own vomit?
No. Dave, with rock stars, it's a story old as time.
Mm-hmm.
Jerome Smith died when he was crushed by a bulldozer that he was operating.
Oh, that old story.
So, yes. Boy, if I had a nickel for every time that we've lost a rock star.
You would have 5 cents.
That's right. So that's this day in music.
It's this week
in the ballpark.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, folks, we will do our trivia, Crusade for Children trivia. We're starting over at zero now, so we'll have Haley Hansen and Will Clark will be the fourth or third brain that'll be being used, okay? Use your brain if you want to lose weight in your stomach or your thighs or your butt. I've got an answer for you for River City Chiropractic. Call them at 409-6965. They're on Preston Highway. I did the treatments about a year ago. Less than a year ago, and it worked. I didn't change my diet at all. I told Dave and Dwight, I said, look, man, I'm not going to change my diet. I'm kind of skeptical that these things work. It worked. It melts the fat in your stomach. When you get to a certain age, you just can't get that extra couple of roll, whatever that fat right there on your stomach is. These paddles will get to it. It melts the fat and builds the muscles. I went to 6 treatments. You got to do the same. 409-6965. Ladies, inner thighs. Butt, thighs, whatever area you want to get, you can put these paddles on. 409-6965, 409-6965. You call in the next 10 minutes, you get 20% off River City Chiropractic.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
WHAS. Yo,
see what I want, what I really, really want. Have we ever defined which of these girls you would like if you wanted to replace them in the Spice Girls?
Are you really going to freak out at our IT guy, lose your mind, and then come back from break and be like, what Spice Girl are you?
Yes,
you're just going to ignore the fact that you are a monster?
Yeah. Well, that's called being a radio professional.
I'm Sporty Spice.
You're Sporty?
Because she's the kind of rough one.
Yeah, she
you
was
could
the
be
one
a
married.
New one. You'd be Salty Spice.
Yeah, you're.
That's not even
okay,
worth
that's
a
it.
Response.
Call it an A. That's it. Call it an A. Salty Spice. He's not wrong. He's not wrong.
It's a compliment.
Yeah, we'll go
all
with
right.
that.
Where's Dwight?
He
jail.
He went to Sammy Hagar, so he has to take 2 days off.
Yes. They were up late talking, you know.
Yeah, you know.
That sounds
they were,
right.
you know, they were braiding each other's hair.
Well, I mean, at his age, concerts go until like 8 p.m., and that's really late for Dwight, so he's got to take the time
that
off.
Is true. All right, Crusade for Children trivia starts over now, so we start with $20. $20. Good job last year,
wow.
everybody. Your all's brain helped children. All over the community.
I never thought that phrase would be said.
I know. 800 and something bucks. So,
dang, yeah. look at us.
Yeah, I know. All right, so we're going to start over. Crusade for Children trivia every Friday. We usually we have three brains, and you guys will share it. So Haley Hansen, Dave Jennings, and this time Sasquatch, Will Clark, will take the place of Dwight. And I'm thinking that's not a push. I think we got a little bit. Will, do you think that's a push, or you got an advantage on D?
I think I've got an advantage. Now, 100%. But when it comes to music, you're better with Dwight.
Correct.
No, but you have good random knowledge.
Yeah, I know random stuff that no
Which
one
is,
needs to know.
That's
yeah.
all.
So
that's all
random.
We need.
That's so random.
It's like a good Trivial Pursuit team. Some people have the orange sports questions.
Yeah.
Some have the brown questions. Some have the green and the blue.
Okay, here we go. Let's start it out. Get my music going. If these three brains, as they will share, complete 8 of the 10 trivia questions, I will donate money to the Crusade for Children.
All right.
Since I went to Boston this past week.
Excuse me. Say it correctly.
Boston.
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 Boston. The first three are Boston questions.
What? Okay.
First question.
Dave, has he been like this all morning?
That was a Salty Spice impression.
Man.
Question one. Whose picture is on the Sam Adams beer bottle?
Frank.
I don't think so, Carolyn.
No.
I can picture him. He's got a nice ponytail. He's got a nice oatmeal-colored shirt.
Yep.
It's not Ben Franklin, is it?
Okay, I'll give you a hint. It's supposed to be Sam Adams.
But it's not.
Bill Cox.
Oh, that is another good
question. That is possible.
Yeah, I mean, he's everywhere.
I don't know that I've ever known this.
I don't think
I always just assumed it was Sam Adams.
Yes.
It was Thomas Jefferson.
Thomas Jefferson? I don't know.
I'm drawing a blank on this one.
I got nothing.
It's
going to
be easy because it's one of the big names. It's
Paul Revere.
Paul Revere. He had a ponytail. He also had a pony.
Aha, he had a fast one.
See?
What did he yell?
What was the pony's name? We had this trivia question.
Oh, we did. I don't know.
I think it was
Liberty. Appropriate. It was Liberty or something like that, which is probably made up.
Probably, yeah.
The Mr. Wiggles,
Excuse me?
Mr. Wiggles.
You haven't heard the story, Haley?
Our tour guy. I almost died in Boston. I'll tell you the story. But Mr.
The
Wiggles
idiot
goes.
Walked into a tunnel.
He said, why would he be yelling, the British are coming? We're all British. He said everyone was British.
That's a good point.
Yeah, so, all right, so.
Paul Revere.
Paul Revere, final answer?
Sure.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
No way.
So, Paul Revere was a much, much better looking guy than Sam Adams. So they said, let's use Paul Revere's picture.
So Sam was the wingman.
Yeah, so Sam was the wingman. That's right. So good job. You got that one out of the way. Question two.
Mm-hmm. Out of the
true
bay.
True or false? Boston's nickname of Beantown literally comes from beans.
Well, Boston baked beans are a thing.
I mean, yeah, I would assume.
Yeah, I mean,
so.
I don't know where else would they would come from.
Yeah.
Usually when it seems obvious, it's not.
It's not.
But I don't know where else it would come from.
Right. Great. Mr. Jonathan Beans, the inventor of the Kraft mac and cheese. No.
I'll say no just because it's too obvious, it seems.
No? Sasquatch?
I'm gonna go with true.
You know just what? I'm on Will's side. True.
Usually when you go against Dave, you get in bad. But I think I can't help you.
It's up to you guys.
Okay.
You
well, gonna, that I mean, this just, whole thing just makes me think that Dave's
know.
Right.
I don't know. Maybe
now,
I don't
now
know.
I'm confused.
All right. No. It's false.
You're going false.
Not real beans.
You're going false.
I'll go with the majority. Because I have no clue.
Will had it, and you went against Will. It's literally after the earliest settlers were famous for their baked beans because they made it in molasses.
They had a methane problem.
It's Boston baked. Yes.
Imagine how smelly Boston was back then. Like
there was a molasses flood.
There was
100 years ago that killed 21 people.
Well, yeah, you can't. They get had out like of that. A That's container.
They had like a container of 1 million gallons of molasses, the and it exploded, and it ran down the streets of Boston and killed all these people.
The world man. Was slow. Like, how drunk are you that you got killed in a molasses flood? That's the slowest flood
ever. Keep running. Do we have to run?
It's kind of like getting trapped in the Ice Age.
All right, question three. Harvard in Boston was founded in either 1636. Or 1736?
It has to be 17, right? Colleges weren't a thing in the 1600s. Were they?
I don't know. Harvard was around. We had smart people hanging out then. It was a colony for quite a while before we decided to tell the British to pound sand.
When did the Pilgrims come along? 1600s, right?
Plymouth Rock didn't land on me.
Nope, you messed.
Wait a minute,
nope, you messed.
We didn't land on Plymouth Rock.
There we go, Plymouth Rock.
Plymouth Rock landed on us.
Yeah. The rock. It seems like I've heard this goes back to the 1600s. Yeah, I'm almost positive it's the 1600s.
I'm going with
1636.
I'm right sure of it.
Okay, thank you. There we go.
Correct. It's actually the oldest college in North America.
Oh.
Harvard, and it's the best.
They didn't let you on the campus, did they?
No, they would not let us on the campus. It might have been the 47 craft beers we consumed that day.
Too many felonies on your record.
His face is on the front cake with a line through it.
Pictures at the airport. We had way too much fun, and I almost died.
Can we get the next question?
Question four.
We're only on question four?
Yes. Achievemaphobia, is that a real thing? It's a fear of success. Is that a real word or not? Achievemaphobia.
Achievemaphobia.
That can't be real, although maybe?
I don't know.
Dave?
None of the phobias seem to be named after
the actual thing. Unless it's like the Latin
but
word.
But it's stupid enough sounding.
Just on its sheer stupidity, it almost seems real.
Okay, let's go for it.
Real.
Yeah.
Real?
Achievemaphobia.
Oh! Hey! Correct. That's right. There's I don't know what the word is for failure, but there, of course, there has to be an opposite, a fear for that.
I mean,
there's
you would
failure-phobia.
There's a fear of stickers. I mean, there's a fear of everything.
Yes.
This show, of all shows, should
Thank
know
you.
What the word for fear is.
Okay, we got to start hurrying up here because you only threw four questions.
Got 4 minutes.
Oh, my God, your three brains are so slow
go,
today.
Hurry.
Question five. In the movie Monty Python and the Holy Grail,
oh.
The knights would bang what together to mimic
Coconuts.
The sound of horses?
Coconuts.
Yes.
Correct. The coconuts. What Indiana University did David Letterman graduate
that
from in 1969?
Ball State.
Yes,
Ball
State. Wow, this is
look
the
at
random
you, baby.
Knowledge.
Come on.
C's get degrees.
Yes.
C's get degrees. What was Pixar's first film? Toy Story or Finding Nemo?
Toy Story.
Toy Story.
Final answer?
Yep.
Yeah.
That was 93.
Yes, good job. Good job. All right, we can slow down now. This is easy. Dave, what's the capital of North Carolina?
North Carolina.
Raleigh,
Durham, right?
Yeah. Wow. All right. Will?
Yep.
Because you're tall and big?
Not sure what this has to do with anything, okay. But go ahead.
What New York landmark? Stands in size 879 sandals.
Noel Hargrave Construction.
That would be the Statue of Liberty.
Statue of Liberty, Avi. Yeah.
Correct.
Avi, I like that.
All right, now that you all have gotten, what are you, you're eight of nine.
We've lost two. We've missed two.
You missed one.
So you got to get this one.
We just missed one.
No, you missed one.
We only missed one.
Just
yeah,
the beans.
We only missed one.
Oh, yeah, it's the just bean the beans.
You all reversed on that call.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
No, wait.
We just
spilled the beans. That was all.
No, the only bean one was the only one.
That's it.
Okay.
That's it.
All right.
All right. So bonus, $10. We'll go to $30 if you get this one.
Ooh.
All right.
In The Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Oh, yes.
What is the name of the gypsy girl who befriends Quasimodo?
Oh my God. Isabella. Esmeralda.
I'm sorry?
Esmeralda.
Final answer?
Final answer.
Yeah. Yay! Look at that. Esmeralda befriended Quasimodo. That's
Quasimodo.
Yes,
I'm glad she saw that movie. Cause she was the only one who had a fight.
Yes, it's a movie, Will, but it's more.
It's beautiful.
Yes.
She loves him for his spirit, not the way he looks.
Did you do that play? Is that what you did?
God bless the Outback or the Outcasts. Do you not remember that?
So did Beauty and the Beast rip off the plot from that, or vice versa?
Yeah.
Who knows?
Dwight wanted to play Quasimodo, but. Somebody else came along.
Based on the pictures I saw, I think it would work.
Okay, I'm going to go do my... This is
Haley,
enough.
Go do your job,
Happy
okay?
Happy Friday,
see
everyone!
See ya! Will Clark, keep an eye on the news, both of you.
Yep.
All right, folks, we'll wrap up here. It's a crazy week.
She got G like MC, you liked it on a easy V, doesn't come for free, she's the real lady. And as for me, how you'll see, slam your body down and wind it all around. Slam your body down and wind it all around.
Knock off now and take the next 2 days off, how's that?
Do that again.
You are so stupid.
That's right.
They're all gonna laugh at you.
That's right.
There is nothing wrong with your radio.
That's right.
This is crazy, what's going on here?
All right, folks, have a great and fantastic weekend. It's actually going to be a lot cooler than it has been all week, and it gets back to that on Monday. So enjoy the 83-degree weather on Saturday and Sunday, and then we'll get back to over 100 degrees heat index next week. Thoughts and prayers go out to Mike Pratt's family, former UK player and basketball color commentator for 2 decades, passed away last night. From colon cancer, another reminder, we all need to get a colonoscopy as soon as possible if you're older than 40. So have a great weekend. Dave, we hope Dwight survived his concert, and we'll all be back on Monday.
All week long.
That's fantastic. Have a great weekend, everybody. From all the folks here at News Radio 840 WHAS.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.